Dr. Soojin Park is here. She has two concerts coming up that are extraordinary in that, Soojin, you are playing a piece of music that actually changed the course of your life at school when you were attending Yale. Would you tell me about that?
Yes. I came to United States August 27, 2001, undergraduate in South Korea. I studied with Mr. A. Friedman. After 1 year, I had recited. And after that, he gave me Edward Elgar Violin Concerto. And that was my big project to study 4 months summer vacation.
You might want to explain again to me the character of the Elgar Concerto, specifically how long it is.
It is between 45 minutes to 55 minutes long. As far as I know, that is one of the longest violin concerto so far.
So how did you approach learning this enormous piece of music over the summer?
It was very challenging. Mr. Friedman gave me bowing and fingering, but just learning the note takes a lot of time. So it was really good to spend 4 months vacation. After summer vacation, I performed for him, and he was pretty satisfied, and then we worked. And I actually did not know why he gave it to me, but my last semester, I became the one student participate concerto competition from his studio to compete with other instrumentalists in Yale concerto competition.
That's got to be a very prestigious competition. I'm also impressed with the connection to Yasha Heifetz that you're competing represented.
It was really honor that Mr. Friedman learned this piece from Yasha Heifetz and taught me before he passed away. It was a hard learning, and it was 11 years ago from now, but I still remember every single moment he gave me all the tips and musical idea, the tone, color, everything. It was unforgettable moment.
So you compete in the Yale Concerto competition. How did that work out?
Almost every university has a concerto competition, and they select only one winner out of all the instrumentalists. At Yale, there was only one student per professor can compete. And he selected me out of his studio. It was already an honor, but I also needed to compete with other instrumentalists. It was 2002, early April. I thought it's going to be only like less than 20 people. However, there was many more than 20 people. What happened was there was a lot of doctoral students who were off the campus, come back, and then compete.
Wow.
Yes. There was only one viola winner from Mexico. And there was a 7 honorable mention. And out of 7, 6 were doctoral students. And off the campus already have management. And
oh
there was
goodness.
Only one unknown name. Me.
That's pretty amazing. Now, in the course of performing a 45 to 54 minute concerto, how physically can you keep up the violin performance? It seems like a lot of stress.
It was, and since that was my first time to learn the humongous piece, and I did not know how I have to keep up my physical status, and that's why I actually didn't keep well, my body. So after the concerto competition, I had to reject the admission and the scholarship of art diploma at Yale because doctor said I cannot play violin at least 3 years. Now I can play because I fixed my shoulder. Well, my chiropractor fixed my shoulder. But at the time, I had too much painkiller and I didn't deal with it well, obviously.
But that must have been heartbreaking at the time.
It was, because it feels like I became a disabled person because the violin is the only one I learned up to that far, you know. But I appreciate that moment now because of that, I was able to think other sides of the music world. And because of that moment, I was able to get out practice room. And I went to Texas, Austin, and finally, I'm here. If I didn't hurt that time, I probably finished the art diploma and then still stay there. I probably had very narrow vision, yeah. But after I went to Texas, I met a lot of people, especially in the pedagogical world, and it gave me broad eyes. And that was a really good experience for me. There was so many things to do outside the practice room. So I actually appreciate it.
So what is the occasion for you going back to this huge piece now?
After I had a successful debut with Violin Concerto by Butterfly Violin Concerto with Dr. Jordan Tang with Jackson Symphony, I got a phone call from Germantown Symphony Orchestra conductor. I didn't know where's Germantown, but lots of Germantown Symphony members are currently Jackson Symphony member, and they talked to the conductor to invite me. And we couldn't figure out right concert date last 3 years. And then finally, upcoming March 2nd, I'm performing with them. Last year, we were talking about the repertoire, and I wanted to do this one because 11 years ago, I was not able to play with the orchestra. I was honorable mention, but I was not the only one winner, you know. So maybe it was the time. And I'm really appreciate the conductor agreed to do this because it is also a huge project for the orchestra too.
Oh, I bet, yeah. You're also performing the piece here, yes?
Yes. It's going to be this coming Saturday, 7:30 p.m. And 1 week before the concert at Germantown. So it's going to be really good for me to practice with the familiar fans.
But so you're going to have to perform a nearly hour-long solo.
Yes.
Violin piece twice in a couple of weeks.
Yep.
You ready?
I am ready. 11 years ago, I was not really treated by my body, but nowadays, I feel pretty good. And I had a rehearsal with Dr. Miriam Park, and she is a fabulous pianist. Yesterday, we had the first rehearsal. I was so surprised at how much we were well together. It was really, really good.
Well, that's excellent. Thank you very much for sharing your story with me.
Thank you.